beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily Bead of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead and Minister Fanny Reed with One Verse Prayer Ministry. Good morning again. We are going to be talking about miracles today. Little miracles that are happening in our lives every day that we are not recognizing. Our scripture is going to be coming from Job, the 5th chapter, the 8th and 9th verse. Amen. But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. Amen. So God is a miracle worker, people. Every day of our lives, there's always a miracle going on somewhere. We just got to learn to be observant of what God is doing. Amen. What is a miracle? According to the Bible, a miracle is an extraordinary event that goes against nature, cannot be explained by science, and that Christian believers believe miracles are caused by God. In Matthew's days, people would have believed in miracles and did not need any scientific explanation or proof. Amen. You know, we as a people wants to know, when did this happen? Where did it happen? And how did it happen? And did it really happen? Amen. There are lots of examples in the Word of God that talks about miracles, and people always seem to want to know, did this really happen? We can talk about the lame man. He had been lame all his life, and once God healed him, everybody wanted to go back and question, was he ever really lame? Was he ever really, from birth, was he a lame person? So those are the things that we as people want to find out, if we really telling the truth. Amen. What does God teach us about miracles? The Bible dictionary says that Jesus Christ's many miracles were intended to be proof to the Jews that Jesus was really real, and to teach principles such as accountability, repentance, faith, and love. Other times, miracles can confirm a previous revelation, such as the signs Christ's birth in the Americans. Amen. Do miracles still happen? Healing and other miracles are still found in the church today, though they aren't always dramatic and aren't always spoken of publicly, because those who experience them hold them sacred. You may want to look for miracles in your life, of the lives of your family members or ancestors. And right here I have a testimony of a miracle that happened in our family about 2.5 weeks ago. My nephew had a very bad accident coming home from work. He was in an SUV, and the SUV flipped over 3 times with him in it, he and his mother. He was taken to the hospital. They did the CT scan and all these things on him, and today he is out walking around. Nothing happened, people. God saved my nephew, and I'm sure he gave him a testimony about what had just happened. That was
a miracle. Amen. So these are the kind of things that go on all the time, and people sometimes don't talk about them or really think they're not that important. But that was an important occasion in our family life. So we know miracles are still happening. Where do miracles come from? The source of miracles is always a divine, spiritual, supernatural occurrence. A miracle is always from God. Amen. Why are miracles important in the Bible? The Bible hints that the miracles themselves were not the point. The miracles actually served as a sign pointing to a greater reality. In Acts 2 and 22 declares that Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God for miracles, wonders, and signs. The miracles substantiated the claim that Jesus to be the Son of God. Amen. How can you tell if a miracle is of God? This is another question. How do you know a miracle is legitimate? Because in the Word of God, there were people that were sorcerers that had great power and performed miracles, but their hearts were not connected to God. Amen. There are at least three biblical tests for recognizing a legitimate miracle. The miracles glorifies God. Miracles declare that God is active in our world and that he can disrupt the activities of the natural to reveal his character and accomplish his purpose. The principal test of a miracle is who receives the glory. Beware of people such as Simeon, the sorcerer in Acts 8 and 9, who boast of their own greatness. If the people are boasting of their own greatness, I did this, this happened because of me, then that's something wrong there. Because Simeon was trying to do miracles. He did do great things, but the miracles was all a selfish person. It was selfish for his own glory, and none was given to God. So if the miracle is done and there is no glory to God, it's not worth looking into. Amen? But it's something that we need to be aware of, especially in this day and time. The miracles come from a righteous source. Amen? Jesus said that in the last days, and I firmly believe we are in the last days, people. God is always warning us about situations and things that are going to occur in the last days. And he is saying here that in the last days, false prophets will come and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. That means you can be solid in the word of God and still be swayed by these signs and wonders if you don't already know what God has said about false prophets. Amen. God is warning us of events to come. Amen. So let us not be ignorant, people. Let us realize that these things are going to transpire, and you should be prepared. And if this scripture comes out of Matthew 24 and 24, so you can go back and read and have proof that what I'm saying is true. Amen. Some words may sound true and their actions may be impressive, but they are counterfeit if their lives show no good fruit. If somebody is performing a miracle and telling you that he is from God, and you can look at that individual's life and you see no fruit, there's nothing going on in that individual's life, that's a sign that this is not of God. So we don't need to be ignorant about these things. We need to be on board and know what God is speaking is true, and it will come to pass. So be prepared. Be ready to defend
your faith. The miracles rang true to the Holy Spirit. According to Paul, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is distinguishing between spirits. You can find the reference in 1 Corinthians 12 and 10. Paul demonstrated this gift when he told Emmaus, a Jewish sorcerer, that he was a child of the devil, an enemy of everything right, Acts 13 and 10. Through the Holy Spirit, Paul perceived that the utterer baseness that was in the man. In other words, he perceived that what Emmaus was doing was not of God. Likewise, we must look to the Holy Spirit for guidance regarding the source of a miracle. Amen? We must look to the Holy Spirit for guidance regarding the source of a miracle. That's why the Word of God says the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, and brings all things to our remembrance. You have to be connected to the Holy Spirit to discern the truth. Amen? Why was faith necessary for Jesus to do miracles? God has unlimited power, but it pleases him to exercise his power in response to our faith. Amen? Jesus did not force divine blessings on people who openly reject him. He often performed miracles for those who already believed, and sometimes his miracles led to faith in those who did not previously believe.